Now let's go north, where it's a day off for most people today to mark the 12th of July, the annual commemoration of the Battle of the Boyne, where Protestant William of Orange, also known as King Billy, defeated Catholic King James II in 1690. Tens of thousands of people are attending 18 parades across the north today. Our northern editor, Vincent Kearney, is at the parade in County Fermanagh in Irvinstown, I think. No, Vincent, is that right?
It is indeed, Gavin. Irvinstown, which is a largely nationalist town in County Fermanagh, but on parade today, around 1,500 members of the Orange Order, more than 90 Orange lodges and just over 70 bands. And there's quite a big southern contingent here as well. Traditionally, a number of southern county lodges march. So the parade was led off by the County Grand Lodge of Fermanagh, but then followed by lodges from counties Leitrim, Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan. And also here today to watch was the new Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, watching his first ever 12th. Now, he said it was a bit of a family pilgrimage for him, because when he's here today in Fermanagh, he will also visit for the first time the grave of his great-great-grandfather. And he's not the only one here on a pilgrimage, Gavin. Visitors from far and near, we met one man from New South Wales in Australia. He left Fermanagh 56 years ago. He's a member of the Imperial Orange Council, which is a worldwide organisation. He was back in Fermanagh for a bit of a conference that they get together last week, and at a bizarre call. He's called Ian Kells, and a bit of one of those bizarre moments as we walked along the street in this small little place in County Fermanagh. He was approached by a bandsman of the same name, who said to him, "Hello, Ian Kells, meet Ian Kells." So the two of them had a bit of a chuckle. Two families that go back quite a long way, and two families that are united through the heritage of the Orange Order. When we spoke to Hilary Benn, asked him why he was here, aside from that family pilgrimage, he said it's part of his campaign, if you like, his desire to reach out to all communities, as we can hear now.
"We're keen to meet as many people as possible. And I see my job as being a friend to all, beholden to none, but an honest broker in Northern Ireland. We had the great privilege of hosting Michael Martin at Hillsborough Castle last night. And I want to engage with all communities, all traditions, because in the end, we've got to work together to make Northern Ireland work. And the first thing I did when I arrived just after the cabinet meeting on Saturday morning, I attended cabinet and then I came to Northern Ireland and met the party leaders, because my number one priority is to make sure that the institutions endure, because Northern Ireland, the people of Northern Ireland need their government, and we're going to work as hard as we possibly can to support them in that endeavour, because devolved government works in other parts of the United Kingdom and it needs to work on a consistent and constant basis here in Northern Ireland, because there's so many issues that need to be addressed. And I'm looking forward to meeting as many people as possible, and that's why I'm here today."
That's Britain's Northern Secretary Hilary Benn attending the 12th parade in Irvinstown in County Fermanagh with our Northern editor Vincent Kearney. We'll be talking about Joe Biden again after this break.